天国的奥秘.
Thank God that tonight we can continue to study the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
这个天国的奥秘是主耶稣他在传福音的时候所揭开的.
And so the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is opened by Jesus Christ during his ministry.
它是记载在马太福音的13章.
And this is recorded in Matthew chapter 13.
那它总共有 有人说七个比喻，有人说八个比喻。
So some people say that there are 7 parables, and other people say there are 8.
但是这个不管是七个还是八个，其实都是一样的啦。
So whether you say there are 7 or 8 parables in this chapter, it's the same.
七个比喻它是把天国的奥秘只是讲到那个撒网。
And so, if you say it's 7, then you're saying that the parables of the kingdom of heaven end with the parable of the net.
那如果是八个比喻的话，后面还有这个文士受教的比喻。
And if you say there is 8, then because there is the parable of the scribe.
就是说我们明白了天国的奥秘，我们不是明白了，我们还要受教。
And so other than an understanding, we need to be instructed.
因为那个奥秘，如果不受教的话，奥秘还是奥秘了。Because
if mystery, if we are not instructed, then it is still remain a mystery.
所以耶稣讲的这个奥秘，犹太人他们不明白的。And
so for this mystery, that Jesus Christ spoke of, the Jews do not understand.
因为他们不受教啊。Because
they were not instructed.
所以主耶稣在最后的第八个比喻才讲到文士要受教。And
so that is why in the 8th parable it says this every scribe instructed.
不然主耶稣都讲得这么清楚了，比喻也这么的简单明了了。Because
the parables have been spoken plainly.
但是呢，文士还是不懂，不知道。But
the scribes still do not understand.
这就很可惜了。And
so this is a loss.
所以在最后，主耶稣才会讲文士受教的比喻。And
that is why Jesus Christ says this parable of how every scribe is instructed.
所以我们把它说是主耶稣所设天国奥秘的一个结论。And
so we can say that this is the conclusion to the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
那这个耶稣所揭开的这 天国的奥秘。And
so these parables that Jesus Christ has opened,
它不是主耶稣在传福音的时候自己发明出来的。And
so these are not things that he came up with on his own as he is preaching.
它也是照着旧约圣经里面所预言的。He
did according to the prophecies in the Old Testament.
然后用比喻的方式讲得更清楚, 让 当时候的门徒更明白。
And so he spoke of it in parables so that it can be even more clear for the disciples at the time.
也就是说耶稣他要讲的这个天国的奥秘其实在旧约先知的时代就透过先知已经把它讲明只不过是分开来讲就是透过各个先知来讲。
And so the mystery of the kingdom of heaven actually was already spoken by the different prophets in the Old Testament in different books.
然后主耶稣把这一个奥秘的内容呢，做比喻的方式把它彰显出来。
And so Jesus Christ took it and used parables to express it.
那先知书它到底怎么讲呢？
And so what does the prophet book say?
它这个预言有时序性的，是按着时序在走的。
And so these have a time and it's in a chronological order.
那我们先了解一下整个后耶稣他所讲这个天国奥秘的一个先知的时代里面，他到底在讲什么？
And so we can look at what in during the time of the prophets, what is this mystery of heaven that is being spoken about?
然后我们再看到主耶稣所讲的天国奥秘的比喻。
Then we will look at the parables that Jesus Christ says concerning the kingdom of heaven.
我们就会有一种更加清楚的感受。
So then we can have a very clear understanding.
好，我们先看以赛亚书的第七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 7.
请看14节。
Verse 14.
以赛亚书的第七章14节
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头必有童女怀孕生子给他起名叫以马内利这里有一个兆头出现了
So here we see there is a sign
那这个兆头呢就是 必有童女怀孕生子。
And the sign is that the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
这个是在自然界里面不会发生的啦。
And so this will not happen naturally.
童女怎么会怀孕生子呢？
How can a virgin conceive and give birth to a son?
当有童女怀孕生子的时候，就是这个国度起头的一个开始。
And so for the virgin to bear a son, this is the beginning of the kingdom.
那她所生的儿子
And the son that she bears
要给他起名叫做以马内利
Shall be called his name Emmanuel.
那我们看那个解释、以马内利就是神与我们同在的意思
And so the meaning of Emmanuel is that God is with us.
也就是说这个童女所生的这个儿子呢一生下来就要表明神要与我们同在
And so for, when this virgin gives birth to the son, it means that this son will be, a God will be with us.
简单的来讲就是神降生了。
Meaning that God will descend.
所以这个是一个很清楚的兆头。
And so this is a very beginning sign, a very simple sign.
这个兆头当然是指着耶稣基督讲的啊。
And this sign is pointing to what Jesus Christ says.
因为它是童女玛利亚所生的啊。
Because he was born from the Virgin Mary.
她是由圣灵怀孕的。
He was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
所以她是童女生耶稣。
And so he was born of a virgin, Jesus.
所以耶稣就是降生，要与神要与我们同在。
And so Jesus Christ was born, and he is God with us.
有神同在才叫做神的国。
And to have the God with us is the kingdom of God.
有神同在才叫做神的教会。
To have the abidance of God means that it is the church of God.
那这个兆头已经显明了嘛。
And so this sign has already been shown to.
这个我们可以读马太福音第一章，还有约翰福音第一章。
We can read this in Matthew chapter 1 and John chapter 1.
这是整个教会的一个起头开始。
This is the beginning of the church.
没有这个起头，就没有教会的根源啊。
And with this, without this beginning, then there is not the foundation of the church.
没有耶稣的降生，教会就等于是荡然无存，没有用，没有意义。
Without the descending of Jesus Christ, then the church is useless. It has no meaning.
这是神的教会的一个兆头。
And so this is the origin or the beginning of the church of God.
那这个兆头在以赛亚先知时代，它是一个预言。
And so during the time of Isaiah, this was a prophecy.
以我们现在这个时代已经应验。
And for now, it has come to pass.
我们再看但以理书的第二章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书的第二章
Daniel chapter 2
请看四十四节
Verse 44
但以理书的第二章四十四节
Daniel chapter 2 verse 44
当那列王在位的时候天上的神必另立一国永不败坏也不归别国的人却要打碎灭绝那一切国这国必存到永远这个是、记载、这个巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒做了一个梦
And so this was the dream of the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar
那他梦都忘记了
And he had forgotten his dream
他找了术士的麻烦
And so he was looking for help from the magicians
硬是要这些术士、把他所做的梦讲解出来
And he wanted these magicians to interpret his dream
他梦都忘记了怎么讲解呢
How can he, if he had forgotten his dream, how can they discern it?
但是但以理他知道梦也知道梦的讲解。
But Daniel not only knew the dream, he could also interpret the dream.
他做了什么梦
What kind of dream did he have?
他梦见一个大象。
He dreamt,
不是那个那个大象的，是 一尊那个大的那个神那个像。
And so he dreamt of a big idol.
头是金金的。
And the head was made of gold.
胸膛跟膀臂是银的。
And the shoulder was made of silver.
肚子跟腰呢是这个铜的。
And the stomach and waist was made of bronze.
那双腿是铁的。
And the two legs were made of clay.
脚跟脚趾是半泥半铁的。
Oh, sorry, it was made of iron and the feet were made of clay.
按照但以理的解释
And according to Daniel's interpretation,
这是在讲到这个时代的演变。
And this is talking about the transition in the time.
整个国度的一整个世界列国的一个延续。
and the how the different kingdoms will be connected to one another.
头金是指着 巴比伦。
This, a golden head is referring to Babylon.
啊，银胸银臂是指着马代波斯。
And the silver will refers to Medes Persia.
因为马代波斯是两边两个膀臂嘛。
Because we know that it's two different kingdoms.
好，那铜肚铜腰呢是希腊。
And the bronze is referring to Assyria.
腿也有两条嘛。
And it's the same thing because there are two legs.
所以是罗马。
And that is Rome.
好，那半泥半铁的脚呢？
And the iron mixed with clay is talking about the feet. What is that?
分裂的王国。
It's talking about the divided kingdom.
那突然呢，有一个非人手所造的石头砸在这个大象上。
And all of a sudden, you see there's a rock that was not man-made that fell on this image.
那结果这个大象就碎掉了。
And this image was broken.
那这件事情啊，但以理他就这样解释。
And this is what Daniel explained.
就是我们四十四节所说的。
And what we see in verse 44.
他说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏。四十四节。
Yes, 44. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed.
所以在这个列国当中，神要另立一国，永不败坏的。
And so among these kingdoms, God will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed.
他不归这个列别国的人。
It does not belong to any other kingdom.
却要打碎。
And it will be broken.
灭绝那一切的国。
And it will break into pieces all of the other kingdom.
而这个国呢，必存到永远。
And this kingdom shall stand forever.
哦，就是我们一直在强调的那个国度了哈。
And this is the kingdom we kept emphasizing on.
以我们现在来讲，就教会了。
And for us, it is the church.
教会不属哪一个国啊？
Because the church does not belong to any kingdom.
教会不属美国，也不属中国。也不属什么俄罗斯啊，没有啊。
It doesn't belong to the U.S. or China or Russia.
教会是跨越国际的。
The church surpasses any kind of nation.
那这个就是但以理先知所解的这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒所做的梦。
And so this is what Daniel interprets of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
所以按照这样来讲，国度已经实现了，在这个地球上。
And so we can see that in that the kingdom has been established on this earth.
这个国呢，立国之后永不败坏。
And this kingdom will never be destroyed.
这个永不败坏，因为我们教会的时期有分两段嘛。
And so it will be never, and this kingdom will never be destroyed. And we know that our church history is split into two parts.
这个也是主耶稣在揭示天国奥秘当中的一项。
And this is also one of the parables, explained in one of the parables of Jesus Christ.
我们有分使徒时代的教会。
Because we have the church during the apostles' time.
还有末世的教会。
And the church in the latter days.
末世教会怎么多一个真呢？
Then why is there a true in front of the church in the latter days?
不是要高举我们的教会了。
It is not to raise up our church.
而是要在这个世代上有个分别。
But it is to have a differentiation in this generation.
因为使徒时代教会只有一。
Because during the apostolic time, there was only one church.
找不到二。
There's no other church.
所以你只要讲教会，就是这个教会。
Because if you say church, there is only one.
但是经过沉寂，教会隐藏了，教会有一段隐藏时间。
But with time passes, the church was hidden.
到了圣灵第二次降临之后，建立的教会。
And the second time when the Holy Spirit descended and established
the church. 如果按照历史性的时间点去切入的时候。
And if we look at it according to historical and its time.
教会沉寂了一千多年。
The church has been
一千多年。
It was disappeared for 1,000 years.
这个我们在那个耶稣揭示的天国奥秘里面会有。
And we can see this in the mysteries of the kingdom.
那后来圣灵又降临了嘛。
And so when the Holy Spirit descended again,
一样建立跟使徒时代的教会相同。
And established a church that is the same as a church during the apostolic time.
但是这个时候已经有各个教派的产生了，很多教会的产生了，所谓教会的产生。
But during this time, we see that there are many other churches that have been
为了要有所分别啦。
So in order to differentiate,
所以才用末世真教会。
That we say the true church in the latter days.
其实末世真教会的内涵就跟使徒时代的教会的内涵是一样的，因为圣灵降临建立下来的。
But internally, the apostolic church and the church in the latter in the end time, true church in the end times is the same because the content is in within is the same.
所以我们在我们的信基本信仰当中的第三条。
And so our third basic belief.
就特别在讲这件事情。
It is talking specifically about this.
是同一个教会。
That there is only one true church.
只不过是分两个时期来彰显。
But just manifested in two different periods of time.
那这个国永不败坏，教会不永不败坏。
And this kingdom will never be destroyed, just like the church will never be destroyed.
不归别国的人，不归。
It does not belong to any nation.
所以在教会当中有各种不同的人种。
And so that is why there are many nationalities within the church.
尤其在美国这个地方，很多来自不同的种族啊。
And so within the U.S., we see there are many different nationalities of people.
所以它是属灵的联合国啦。
And so we are a spiritual united kingdom.
但它又不属哪一个国，不属哪一个国家。
And so it doesn't belong to any kingdom.
这是属灵的国度。
This is a spiritual kingdom.
这是耶稣神借着但以理先知解尼布甲尼撒王这个梦当中的一个意涵。
And so this is one of the meanings of when Daniel interprets King Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
当时还没有所谓教会的一个产生，还没有所谓属灵神国的产生啊。
So here we don't. There's the Church of God has not yet been appeared.
所以当时候的犹太人把这一件事情当成是复国的事情，属世的国度了。
And so for the Jewish people, they believe this to that as a prophecy that their nation will once again be set up again.
但如果是属世的话，跟这一段但以理所解释的又不一样啊。
Because if it is of this world, then it would be different from what Daniel explained.
属世的国度就没有永远存到永远的这个意涵嘛，没有办法。
Because a kingdom on this earth is not able to never be destroyed.
它会随着世界的结束，世界的毁灭。所有国度都 没有了。
And because it will end with the earth when all the nations will be destroyed.
但是属灵的教会不会啊。
But the spiritual church will not.
这个是因为教会不属这个世界啊，所以世界毁灭跟教会没有关系的。
And so if the church is not of this world, so even if the whole world is destroyed, it does not matter to the church.
我们到最后，我们读那个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章，会把我们提升，会把我们会帮提到空中的。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it also tells us that we will be resurrected and taken up into the sky.
要与主相遇。
To meet with our Lord Jesus.
所以我们不属这个世界，所以这个国永远存在。
So we do not belong to this world, and so this kingdom will never be destroyed.
所以这里所讲的不是指着属世的以色列国。
And so this is not talking about the worldly kingdom of Israel.
而是指着属灵的国度教会。
But is referring to the spiritual kingdom, the church.
那这个已经在但以理的时代已经预言这件事情了。
And so during the time of Daniel, this is already a prophecy.
当然，主耶稣在揭示这个天国奥秘的时候就是从这个这个先知他们在预言当中所延续过来的。
And so Jesus Christ continues this the prophecy of of what the prophets have spoken about the kingdom.
那我们再看但以理书的第七章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但以理书的第七章第八节。
Daniel chapter 7, verse 8.
我正观看这些角，见其中又长起一个小角，先前的角中有三角在这角前，连根被他拔出来。这角有眼，像人的眼，有口说夸大的话。再看二十五节。
Jump to verse 25.
他必向至高者说夸大的话，必折磨至高者的圣民，必想改变节期和律法，圣民必交付他手一载、两载、半载。这里就讲到教会会面对小角的这个逼迫。
Here, it mentions that the church will be persecuted by this little horn.
所以神的国度，神的教会一定会被小角给触到了，打掉了，触到。
And so this, the church of God will be pierced or harmed by this little horn.
所以教会会有一段这个信徒或是圣民会有一段被小角这个苦害的一个时间。
And so there will be a period of time where the church will be harmed by this horn.
所以他说，向至高者说夸大的话。
And so it says, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High.
他要折磨至高者的圣名。
Shall persecute the saints of the Most High.
他也想改变节期跟律法。
And shall intend to change times and law.
节期跟律法就是他们的宗教活动。
And so times and law is talking about their religious events.
宗教活动被改变了，这个宗教就解体了。
And because if the religious events are changed, then it ends.
所以教会会有一段相当艰难困苦的时期。
So the church will have a very difficult time in its history.
好，我们再看但以理书第七章十三节十四节。
Let's now look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前。十四节。
14.
得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去。他的国必不败坏。虽然有小角兴起。
So even though there is this little horn that appears.
但是神又让但以理看见异象。
God allowed Daniel to see another vision.
他说有一位像人子的驾着天云而来。
That one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven.
那这个人子呢就被领到亘古常在者的面前，就是神的面前。
And this Son of Man was came to the Ancient of Days, which is referring to God.
他从神那边得到权柄，得到荣耀，得到国度。
And from him, he was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
那得到这些的用意在哪里呢？
And what is the purpose of receiving these things?
就是要使各方各国各族的人都来侍奉他。
And the purpose is that all people, nations, and languages should serve him.
他的权柄是永远的。
His dominion is an everlasting dominion.
他是不能被废去的。
He will not be destroyed.
他的国必不败坏的。
Oh, sorry, which shall not come to pass away, and his kingdom will not be destroyed.
这个就是指着主耶稣会驾着天云而来。
And here it describes that Jesus Christ will come with the clouds of heaven.
就是来解决这个小角了。
And which is to go against this little horn.
我们没有办法解决这个小角。
We cannot deal with the horn.
只有人子耶稣基督坐天云降临。
Only the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, is able to do so.
在教会面对极大困境的时候
，When the church faces a great difficulty and challenge,
主耶稣他会得到权柄，得到荣耀，得到国度。
Jesus Christ will receive dominion, glory, and a kingdom.
然后让这个国永远不衰坏，不败坏。
So that this kingdom will not be destroyed.
就是我们会在这个教会的一个时期当中，我们会。到最后是得胜利的，得到胜利的。
Look at the timeline of the church. In the end, we will be victorious.
当然这个在启示录更清楚了。
And we can see this even more clearly in Revelation.
就是十九章所记载的。
What is described in Revelation chapter 19?
耶稣会骑着白马出现。
That Jesus Christ will appear riding on a white horse.
信徒也骑着白马跟随他。
And all the believers will be riding a white horse following him.
要跟这个世界的王打仗。
To fight against the king, the prince of this world.
最后。我们得胜了
And we will be victorious.
这是但以理书里面在第七章的十三节十四节所说的。
And this is what is saying in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
这个也是先知的预言。
And this is the prophecy of the prophet.
好，我们再看十二章的第一节第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
这个国度到最后会有什么样的结局呢？
And what is the result? What happened to this world, the kingdom, sorry, this kingdom.
看十二章的第一节、第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你本国的民中，凡名录在册上的必得拯救。第二节。
Verse 2.
睡在尘埃中的必有多人苏醒。其中有得永生的，有受羞辱的，永远被憎恶的。这个就是指着将来末日的审判。
So this is referring to the judgment in the end times.
就是在我们经历大艰难，小角的大艰难之后。
After encountering the great tribulation, from that the little horn.
那主耶稣要这个坐天云降下来嘛。
Jesus Christ will come with the clouds of heaven and descend.
就是来施行审判。
To bring judgment.
这就是末日的审判。
And this is the judgment of end time.
那审判的结局是什么呢？
And what is the result of the judgment?
说如果你是本国的民啊。
That if you are a person of the kingdom,
就是你进到这个教会里面来。
Meaning that you have entered into the church.
而且还要名录在册上的。
And your name is found written in the book.
虽然你进到这个教会里面来，国度里面来。
So even if you have entered into the church,
但是你的名没有录在册生命册上。
But your name is not written in the book of life.
这就是主耶稣所讲的一个比喻，那个没有穿礼服的嘛。
And this is like the parable that of Jesus Christ spoke, that the person that did not put on their dress clothes for the wedding.
王会把他揪出来。
And so they will be taken out.
然后把叫这个仆人把他捆绑起来。
And the servant will bind them.
就把他丢到外面去。
They will be thrown out.
他就会在那边哀哭切齿。
And they will be crying and the gnashing of teeth.
所以我们不是进到教会里面来，进到神的国度里面来，一定都是被选召的，不会被选，不是每个人都会被选上的。
So it means that not just everyone in church will be able to be chosen.
所以这叫灵修。
That is spiritual cultivation.
让自己穿上礼服。
To make sure that we have appropriate dress wedding clothes.
然后我们的王来到宴客的地方，来到娶妻宴客的地方的时候。
And then when our Lord comes for the wedding, arrives for the wedding banquet.
我们都是穿礼服的。
That we are all dressed.
我们是会被选上的。
And that we will be chosen to take taken up.
所以最后主耶稣他就讲。
And so Jesus Christ says.
因为招来的多，选上的少了。
Because though many are called, few are chosen.
所以进到这个国度里面来的都一定要穿上礼服。
So all those who are entering into the kingdom, they must have their dress clothes.
那什么是礼服？
And what is this clothing?
就是启示录当中所讲的三件白衣啦。
And this is the three garments that are recorded in Revelation.
第一当然是要受洗穿上第一件救恩的衣服嘛。
And so the first is the robe we receive at baptism.
第二个就是要受艰难之后神会赐给你一件白衣嘛。
And so and then after persecution, you will also receive a white robe.
第三个十九章的圣徒所行的义啊，我们要行出神认定的义啊，我们才能够领受细麻光明洁白的细麻衣。
The third garment is in Revelation chapter 19, the fine linen, which is the righteous acts of the saints.
那这样我们才能够符合两个条件哦。
And so that is to fulfill the two requirements.
一个是进到国度里面来。
So first is to enter into the kingdom.
基本上我们都是啦。
So for the most part, we all are.
不然我们不会到这个地方来接受真人神学班嘛，我们都是啦。
Or else we wouldn't come to NHTS.
但是第二个就是名要录在生命册上。
But secondly, our name must be written in the book of life.
如果没有录在生命册上，
if it is not written in the book of life,
那当然我们就不能得救。
Then we cannot be saved.
那第二节就讲睡在尘埃中的必有多人复醒。
And in verse 2, it says, And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake.
就是将来大家都要从死里活过来。
And so that everybody who has passed away will be resurrected.
然后当中有得永生的。
There are those that receive everlasting life.
也有呢，永远被憎恶的。
And there are those who receive everlasting contempt.
就是在国度里面，我们就能够得永生。
So in the kingdom, we can receive everlasting life.
没有进到国度里面来的。
And those who have not entered into the kingdom.
就永远被憎恶。
They will receive everlasting
contempt. 就只有这两个结局。
These are the two conclusions.
那这个是还没有新约以前，主耶稣还没成全救恩的时候，神就透过当代的先知把这些事情做了一个提醒。
And so this is before the time of Jesus Christ. God used the prophets in the Old Testament as a reminder.
那后来主耶稣在传福音的时候，
So later on when Jesus Christ is preaching the gospel,
就有马太福音十三章的这个八大比喻。
Then in Matthew chapter 13, we see these eight parables.
我们看一下那个下一页。
We look at the next slide.
这个是我们把八大比喻做一个系统的一个排列。
And so we have organized the parables.
第一个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
So the first parable is the parable of the sower.
它是整个天国奥秘的一个序言。
And so it is the introduction or of the parables of the kingdom of heaven, or mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
那第八个比喻是结论。
And the eighth parable is the conclusion.
那主耶稣所讲天国的奥秘，就是从第二个比喻到第七个比喻。
And so the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven starts with the second to the seventh parable.
因为这六个比喻当中，一讲比喻之前啊，他都会用天国好像。
Because before the parable, Jesus Christ will say the kingdom of heaven is like.
那我们前两个晚上一直在强调，这个天国就是神国，就是教会。
And so we've mentioned already that this kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God and it is the church.
所以我们也可以说是教会好像。
So we can also say the church is like.
所以他是在讲教会的一个时序，整个这个教会就是神的国度嘛，教会的时序是怎么走的。
And so it is talking about the journey or the timeline of the church, how it progresses.
哦，那我们就能够明白哦。在教会当中，他神要给我们的奥秘是什么？到底我们要了解什么
？And so we can learn from this, what is the mystery that God is trying to tell us?
因为我们现在都在这个神国里面嘛。
Because we all are in this kingdom.
哦，那我们现在的教会，现在的教会到了耶稣所讲这个天国奥秘的时辰当中的哪一个
？And so we can think about where in the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, which one are we at?
啊，再来会遇到什么样的？
And also, what will happen in the future?
啊，最后的结局是什么
？And what is what happened in the end?
这是整个耶稣比喻当中的一个内涵。
And so this is the content of the parables.
那第二个比喻就是稗子的比喻。
And so the second parable is the parable of the weeds.
第三个比喻是芥菜籽的比喻。
The third parable is the parable of the mustard seed.
第四个是面笑的比喻。
The fourth is the parable of the east.
第五个是藏宝于田的比喻。
Next is the parable of the hidden treasure and hidden treasure and pearl.
第六个是寻珠的比喻。
Sixth is the hidden is the parable of the pearl.
第七个是撒网的比喻。
The seventh is the parable of the dragnet.
最后是文士受教的比喻。
And the eighth is the parable of every scribe instructed.
好，那我们先来看马太福音的十三章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
好，三十四跟三十五节。
Verse 34 and 35.
马太福音的十三章三十四、三十五节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 34 and 35.
这都是耶稣用比喻对众人说的话。若不用比喻，就不对他们说什么。三十五节。
35.
这是要应验先知的话说，我要开口用比喻，把创世以来所隐藏的事发明出来。哦，所以耶稣用比喻是要应验先知的话。
And so Jesus Christ spoke in parables to fulfill the words of the prophet.
那先知说什么话？
And what did the prophet say?
他说，我要开口用比喻。
I will open my mouth in parables.
把创世以前所隐藏的事发明出来。
I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world.
可见哦，耶稣所讲的这个八大比喻。
And so, for Jesus Christ, these eight parables that he speaks of,
它的内涵是要把创世以来所隐藏的把它发明出来。
The purpose is to utter the things that have been kept secret, hidden,since the foundation of the world.
创世以来所隐藏的是什么？
And what are the things that were hidden since the foundation of the world?
就是国度啊。
And that is the kingdom.
哦，我们现在是清楚的啦，但是在那个旧约时代，他们不明白的，不清楚的。
And so for us, it is very clear, but in the Old Testament times, they
did not know. 在耶稣的时代讲这个，他们的门徒也不清楚的。
And for the time of Jesus Christ, his disciples also did not understand.
所以可见哦，这马太福音十三章的天国比喻。他是要把创世以来所隐藏的事把它发明出来的。
And so the parables of in Matthew chapter 13 are to reveal the things that have been kept secret since the creation of the world.
那发明出来是要给谁的呢
？And who are these revelations for？
我们看十三章的十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 11.
马太福音的十三章十一节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”哦，这里就讲得很清楚啊。
And so here it's very says very clear.
天国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
It's the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven is given to you.
这个你们是谁
？Who is this you？
当时候主耶稣是对门徒讲的。
At this time, he was speaking to the disciples.、
哦、所以是门徒才能知道。
It is his disciples that can know.
不叫他们知道，这个他们是谁？
And, but to them it has not been given. Who is this them?
就是犹太人、文士、法利赛人。
And this is the Jews, the Pharisees, and the scribes.
所以天国的奥秘哦，是要给门徒知道的。
And so the mysteries of the kingdom is spoken for the disciples to know.
如果你不是门徒，
if you are not a disciple,
那不知道。
Then you will not know.
如果你是文士、法利赛人、犹太人，
if you are a Pharisee, a scribe, a Jew,
你不能知道。
You will not know.
因为主耶稣说，这个天国奥秘是叫 给你们知道的，其他没有，那个他们不会知道了。
And because the Jesus Christ says, this is the parable that has been given to you, and though them it has not been given.
因为当时主耶稣在哪里传福音？
So where was Jesus Christ preaching at the time?
就在犹太地传福音嘛。
He is preaching in among the Israel Jews.
所以他们是指着犹太人。
And so them is referring to the Jewish people.
也就是说，天国的奥秘跟犹太人一点关系都没有。
So in other words, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven has nothing to do with the Jewish people.
神的国，这个永远永存的神的国跟犹太人没有关系。
So this kingdom of God that is everlasting has nothing to do with the Jews.
因为主耶稣讲得很清楚，只给你们知道，只给门徒知道。
So because Jesus says very clearly that it's been given to them, given to you, referring to the disciples.
这些都是相信耶稣、跟随耶稣的。
And these are all the people that believe in Jesus Christ and follow him.
只有相信耶稣、跟随耶稣，跟这个天国的奥秘有关系。
So only those who believe in Jesus Christ and follow Jesus Christ are related to this mystery.
所以这个天国的奥秘哦，跟以色列国现在的以色列国一点关系都没有。
So this mystery of the kingdom of heaven has nothing to do with the current day Israel.
而是跟属灵的神的国教会有绝对直接的关系。
But it is definitely related to the church of God today.
那以我们现在来讲。
And so for us today,
我们要怎么样来明白这个？
How can we understand it?
我们看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
马太福音的十一章二十五节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。这个是我们要有像婴孩的心思意念。
So here it tells us we need to have a heart and mind like a babe.
婴孩就是单纯嘛。
Because they babies are innocent.
诚实嘛。
They are sincere.
谦卑嘛。
And humble.
也就是说我们要成为主耶稣的门徒要跟小孩子一样。
So to be a disciple of Jesus Christ means that we need to be like a child.
天国是要谦卑像小孩子才能进去的嘛。
Only those who are humble like a child will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
当然天国的奥秘也是如此啦。
And so the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is the same.
那像那些聪明通达，这个聪明通达就指着 自以为聪明通达的人啦。
And so for the wise and prudent, we're talking about the people that are wise in their own eyes.
当时是指着犹太人说的啦。
And is pointing here directly to the Jews.
犹太人主耶稣认定他们是自义的，是自以为义的。
And so Jesus Christ says that they are self-righteous.
认定犹太人是自以为通达的。
And they feel like they are correct.
所以主耶稣把这个天国的奥秘啊，向这些人隐藏起来。
So Jesus Christ has hidden the mystery of the kingdom of heaven from them.
不叫他们知道。
So that they cannot know.
那我们看下一页。
Let's look at the next page.
也不是在上一页。这个对这里有谈到这八个比喻是串联在一起的。
And so these eight parables are connected together.
就是不能够分开，不是分开来谈，就不是天国奥秘了。
Because if you separate them, then it is not the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
它是在一起的。
They are connected together.
那在一起都在谈神国，就是教会的发展。
And all of these to put together is talking about the development of the church.
它含有历史的时间性。
And it has an element of time in history.
什么叫做历史的时间性？
What does it mean to have an element of time in the
history? 第一，它是在历史里面的。
First, we can see it in history.
它不是指着那个属灵上的那个是在历史里面发生的。
It's not something spiritual. It is something that we can see in history.
教会是在历史里面的啦。
Because church is in history.
而且它时间顺序是这样安排的，是 耶稣所讲八大比喻这样安排下来的。
And so it is also chronological within the eight parables that Jesus Christ
said. 所以天国的奥秘也可以讲作天国的时序。
And so, in other words, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, we can say that it is the progression of the kingdom of heaven.
那这个时间性就是从耶稣的道开始，一直到世界末了。
And so this begins with Jesus Christ when he enters into this world until the end of the world.
因为教会的根本是神的道嘛。
And because the church is the word of God.
没有神的道就没有教会啊。
Without the word of God, there is no church.
所以一定是从耶稣的道开始，耶稣开始了。
So it begins with Jesus Christ, his word.
一直到这个世界末了。
All the way until the end of the world.
也就是说教会一直存在的啦。
The church continues to exist.
一直到这个世界结束。
Until the end of this world.
所以但以理书才会讲这个国永不败坏。
And that is why in Daniel it says this world will, this kingdom will not be destroyed.
那耶稣所揭示的这个就是这个时序性就是按照时间来发展。
And so this is it progresses and chronologically in time.
那我们先来谈第一个比喻。
So let's talk about the first parable.
第一个比喻就是撒种的比喻。
So the first parable is the parable of the sowers.
我们先看十三章的十三节。
And let's look at chapter 13, verse 13.
十三章的十三节。
13, verse 13.
所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。这里主耶稣在解释比喻的因由的时候。
And so when Jesus Christ is explaining the parable, he says this.
就是说他讲完了这个撒种的比喻之后再解释吧。
And so he has finished speaking the parable of the sower and he's explaining it.
到十三节的地方他就讲。
And so in verse 13 he is speaking.
我用比喻对他们讲。
I speak to them in parables.
他们就是犹太人嘛。
Them referring to the Jews.
是他们看也看不见，听也听不见。
Because seeing they do not see and hearing they do not hear.
也不明白的。
Nor do they understand.
所以这个跟他们跟犹太人没有关系啦。
And so this has nothing to do with the Jews.
所以虽然主耶稣讲了，他们不明白啦，听也听不见，听是听见，看也看不见，没有办法了解啦。
And so for the Jews, they're not able to understand, even though they hear it.
然后主耶稣就引用以赛亚书的第六章第九节的以赛亚先知的预言。
And so he uses Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 6, verse 9, the prophecy there.
来讲说他们是。心蒙了油了
，saying that their hearts has grown dull，
用油把他们盖住了
，that it's been covered，
所以他们不能够理解
，so they cannot understand，
不能够理解是因为跟他们没有关系啦
，they cannot understand because it's nothing to do with them。
那后面呢？十六节后面
and the end of verse 16。
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为。看见了，你们的耳朵是有福的，因为听见了。我们是有福的。
So we are blessed because our eyes see.
就是在神国里面，在教会当中，我们是有福的。
So within the kingdom, within the church, we are blessed.
因为我们看见犹太人看不见的，我们听见犹太人听不见的。
Because we can see what the Jewish people cannot see, and we can hear what the Jewish people cannot hear.
这也是我第一个晚上讲，大卫王朝结束之后，整个属世的王朝就每况愈下到亡国了。
And so we've already mentioned before that after the kingdom of David, we see that there is a decline until the end.
因为神的旨意，这个国度已经从大卫属世的王朝转移到末后的大卫耶稣基督的身上。
Because the kingdom of the promise of God has switched from the physical kingdom of David to Jesus Christ, the King of David in the end times.
所以第一个撒种的比喻。
And so the first parable, parable of the sower,
他就在讲教会的规模。
And it is talking about the form,
教会的建立。
The establishment and the form of the church.
那我们看这个比喻的内容。
And so let's look at the content of the parable.
这个字太小看不到了。
So the words are
small,
so it might be hard to read.
我们都有那个讲义啦 在手上。
But we all have the handout that we can look at.
第三节那边有讲说有一个撒种的出去。
In verse 3, it says, there is a sower who went out to sow.
这个撒种者是主耶稣啦，当开始是主耶稣啦。
And so in the beginning, the sower is Jesus.
因为一切道理都从主耶稣开始嘛。
Because many of the teachings come from Jesus Christ.
没有主耶稣的道就没有我们现在所传的道啊。
Because without the teachings of Jesus Christ, we do not have the teachings
of Jesus today. 后来是门徒们。
Later on, it is the disciples.
后来是你跟我，现在是你跟我嘛。
But now it is you and me.
我们都是撒种者。
We are all sowers.
我们要把这个种一直延续下去。
And we need to keep passing down the seed.
那种子呢，就是天国的道理。
The seed is the word of the kingdom.
什么叫天国的道理？
What is the word of the kingdom?
就是你不能够传非圣经真理的道理。
Meaning that you cannot preach a word that is not in the Bible.
有些人虽然是播种者，但是他不是播种真理的道啊。
But so some people, they are sowing seeds, but they are not sowing the word of the kingdom.
他所传的已经更改了。
They have changed it.
已经减少了。
They have taken it away.
已经增加了。
Or they have added to it.
他不是天国的道理。
It is no longer the word of the kingdom.
天国的道理才是种子啦。
The word of the kingdom is the seed.
不是天国的道理就不是种子。
If it is not the word of the kingdom, then it is not
a seed. 它没有属灵的生命。
It has no spiritual life.
所以种子就是有生命力的。
Because the seed has life in it.
如果一颗石头不会长出没有生命力的彰显啊。
So if you planted a stone, it would not grow because it does not have life.
但是种子呢就有生命力的彰显。
But a seed has life within.
你把它播种在土地上，它就会长出来，长得茂盛。
If you plant it in the ground, it will grow.
那天国的道理才有生命嘛。
And so the word of the kingdom has life.
所以我们不能够用人的道理来替代神的道理。
And so we cannot use the words of man to take the place of the word of God.
用人所认定的来替代神所认定的。
To use what we determine as what God has determined.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
请看十七节
Verse 17.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。这边讲众人以为美的事。
Here it says, have regard for good things in the sight of all men.
不是赶快去做。
It is not to do it quickly.
是要留心的。
But have regard
for good things.
To pay attention.
到底吻不吻合圣经的道理
to think about whether or not it is according to the teachings in the Bible.
所以天国的道理天国 的这个道理不是多人以为好的就是对的
and so the teaching of the word of the kingdom is not that many people say it so it is correct
那就麻烦了
that is a problem
因为那是人的道理嘛
because that becomes the word of man
所以我们要明白种子一定是天国的道理
And we must know that the seed is the word of the kingdom.
我们教会最重要的就是要讲天国的道理。
And for our church, it's most important that we're speaking the word of the kingdom.
如果改变了圣经的真理
If we change the truth in the Bible,
那所传的就不是耶稣的这个国度里面应该有的。
Then what we're preaching would not be what is it should be in the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
那从这个比喻当中他有谈到四个田地，四种土地。
And within this parable, we see there are four different types of soil.
那这表示说要以个人的心田领受为基础啦。
And so meaning that every person's heart is the foundation or what was receiving it.
有四种田地嘛。
There are four different types of fields.
那这四种土地当然就是那个路旁的。
And so we have the one by the way, the seed that fell by the wayside on the road.
路旁的就不用讲了。
And so we don't need to talk about that.
你放太多，放再多在那边也没有用。
No matter how many seeds you put on the road.
因为有飞鸟来就把它夺走了嘛。
The birds will come and devour them.
把它吃了，因为在地上那个硬的土地，硬的那个路旁啊，很硬啊。
And because the road is hard.
虽然种子是有生命力的，道理是有生命力的。
So even though the word has life,
但是人的心是硬的。
But if the heart is hard,
所以它马上就被飞鸟夺走了。
So very quickly it will be devoured by birds.
那这个飞鸟主耶稣有解释了。
And Jesus Christ explained what these birds are.
就是恶者。
And it is the evil one.
撒旦。
Satan.
在马太福音讲的是恶者。
In Matthew it says it is the wicked one.
在这个马可文讲撒旦。
In Mark, it says it is Satan.
在路加文讲魔鬼。
And in Luke, it says it's the devil.
注意飞鸟飞鸟在另外一个还会出现
And we see later on, actually, this bird appears later on.
这是那个芥菜种的比喻。
In the parable of the mustard seed.
一般教会的人就把它解释，这个是什么？教会的发展。
And some people will say that this is the development of the church.
因为他把飞鸟当成是信徒。
They say that the birds are members.
所以说哇飞鸟很多都住在这个芥菜 种的哎芥菜的这个上面。
And they'll say that all of these birds have members have come to the tree of the mustard seed.
就是表示教会的发展。
It's talking about that the growth and development of the church.
但是主耶稣解释飞鸟是撒旦啊。
But Jesus Christ has explained that
是恶者啊。
Is Satan? It
是魔鬼啊。
It is the devil.
所以芥菜的上面树上飞鸟就是魔鬼在教会里面啊，已经变质了啦。
And so for the birds to be in the tree, in the parable of the mustard seed, meaning that that Satan is there, that it has changed.
但是以外教会来讲，他认为教会是蓬勃发展的。
And so they, for other churches, they believe that it is that the church is growing.
啊，因为他们认为他们是教会。
Because they believe themselves to be the true church.
啊，事实上看起来好像哇，很发展嘛，蓬勃发展嘛。
And so on the outer appearance, it looks like they are really growing.
但是因为它已经变质了。
But they have changed.
哦，这个我们明天会讲哦。
So we'll talk about this tomorrow.
怎么说它变质了哦
？How have they changed?
那所以那个飞鸟会把它夺走。
And so here, the wicked, the bird will devour the seed.
所以不是神的道撒下去哦，都能够有生命力啊。
So it's not just because you are planting the word that it will grow.
啊，如果我们的心是硬如路旁的
，If our heart is hard like the road or hard road,
一点用都没有
，It is of no use.
浪费这生命力的种子了
，It is a waste of this life within the seed.
我们看希伯来书的第四章
，Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
请看第二节
，Verse 2.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。到底是播种在他们 心中没有错了。
So it's true that the gospel was preached to them.
但是有没有用？没有用。
But it was of no use.
因为他们没有用信心与所听见的道调和了。
Because they have not mixed with faith in those who heard it.
所以在信仰上，在教会里面，我们所谈的第一件事就是信心。
And so in church, the first thing we always talk about is faith.
如果没有信心，这个播种在你身上有生命力的道理一点用处都没有。
If you do not have faith, even with the seed being planted in your heart, is no use.
再多都没有用了。
No matter how much is planted.
因为撒旦的飞鸟一飞来就把你吃走了、叼走了，什么都没有了。
Because the Satan can just come and pluck and devour it, there's nothing there.
所以这个是第一个土地。
This is the first type of soil.
第二种是土浅石头地的。
And the second is the shallow, stony road.
因为土浅嘛，发芽很快嘛。
And so because it is stony and it's shallow, it grows very quickly.
但是太阳一出来呢
？But when the sun comes up,
考验一来呢
？When test comes,
就枯干了嘛
，then it
就没有生命了
dries up, it has no life.
所以它的生命力的彰显只是短暂而已啦。
And its life is very short.
那太阳可以比喻患难。
So sun, we can say that is tribulation,
困苦,
difficulties,
逼迫,
persecution,
就主耶稣所讲的。
And so what Jesus Christ described,
雨淋, 水冲, 风吹,
and that the rain falls or the wind and blows,
撞到这一个屋子,
when it hits this house,
因为它建造在沙土上,
because it is built on the sand,
就被冲走了。
So then it will be blown away by the wind.
所以不是神的道理播种在你身上，你发了芽，你明白了就好了。
So it's not enough just for the word to take root in your heart and understanding.
我们一定会遇到太阳的。
You will for sure encounter the sun.
如果我们是土浅石头地的，那完了。
If we are hard with a stony, then we are finished.
虽然道理在你心上有短暂的一个生命力。
So even though the word of God in your heart has life,
但是我们经不起考验。
But we cannot withstand the test.
就死掉了。
Then it dies.
第三种是荆棘地的。
The third is a thorny.
它是跟这个种子生命力一起生长。
And so the thorns grow together with this, with the seed.
但是是被荆棘挤住的。
But it is choked by the thorns.
主耶稣解释了。
And Jesus Christ explained.
就是指着世上的思虑。
That it is the worries of this world.
钱财的迷惑。
And the deception of money.
还有别样的私欲。
And all of the different worries we have.
会把我们道理的生命力给挤住了。
And that it can squeeze out the word from our heart.
到最后会因为这一些没有办法彰显出道理的生命力来。
And so in this way, we're not able to live out the word of God.
这也没有用。
And of course, this is also no use.
这是引诱。
because this is it's just a temptation.
一个是逼迫，一个是引诱、迷惑。
And so first is the is that persecution, and we also have that the temptations.
再多的种子都没有用。
No matter how many seeds are planted, it is no use.
第四种是好土地的。
The fourth type is good soil.
什么是好土地的呢?
What is the good ground or good soil?
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章15节。
Luke chapter 8 verse 15.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着节食。这个原来好土地就是这个 诚实善良的心啊。
And so the good ground is those who have a good and noble heart.
还有忍耐的意志。
And they bear fruit with patience.
这是好土地的。
This is the good ground.
那什么叫做诚实善良的心?
What is a noble and good heart?
就是那个亚伯拉罕为什么被选召的原因啊。
It is the reason why Abraham was chosen.
尼希米记的第9章第7节第8节。
In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7 and 8.
那边就特别记载为什么神要拣选亚伯兰成为第一个选民。
It mentions exactly why Abraham was chosen to be God, part of God's chosen people.
因为他向神心存诚实。
Because he had a faithful heart before God.
所以神要我们的就很简单，心存诚实就对了。
So what God wants from us is very simple. He just wants us to have a faithful heart.
如果我们不心存诚实,
if we do not have a faithful heart,
很快的就被太阳晒干了,
very easily we can be dried up by the sun.
很快的就被引诱, 让我们有生命力的道理被击死了。
And we can use the temptations or and it can choke us.
所以我们要向神心存诚实。
So we must have a no, good and noble heart.
大卫他作诗这样说了。
And King David saw him, he wrote.
他说神啊, 求你为我造清洁的心。
He prays, create in me a clean heart, O God.
使我重新有正直的灵。
That I have a sincere heart towards you.
清洁的心, 正直的灵就是什么? 诚实善良。
And that is to have a good and noble heart.
所以我们要有好土地, 就要向神求, 像大卫一样, 向神求啊。
And so to have a good soil, we must pray to God, just like King David.
我们一天这么多次祷告, 当然要向神求, 神啊, 你让我有清洁的心, 诚实, 那个正直的灵吧。
And so that's why we can pray to God in our prayer, Oh God, please give us a clean heart, create in me a clean heart and have a steadfast spirit within.
大卫常常这样祷告呢。
And so David often prayed in this way.
因为我们在这个邪恶淫乱的世代当中，很容易让我们的心沾染污秽啊，心啊。
And because in this corrupt world, it's so easy for our heart to become corrupt.
所以我们常常祷告，就为了要求神让我们回复到善良诚实的心。
And so that is why when we pray, we ask God to return our hearts so we can have a clean and noble and good heart.
再来就忍耐的意志。
Next is to have patience.
因为主耶稣说, 唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Because those who Jesus Christ promised that those who are perseverance until the end will be saved.
忍耐的农夫才能够看到果实的成果了。
It is the persevering farmer that will see the fruit of their labor.
忍耐也是好土地里面的表现。
And so perseverance, patience is also a symbol of the good soil.
那如果我们都能够有善良的、善良诚实的心，又能够忍耐。
And if we have a good and noble heart and we are able to persevere,
那就是我们把我们的心田这个土地是一个好土地的。
Then this is a good soil.
那我们的追求每个人追求不一样。
And of course, we all pursue different things.
但至少我们有30倍的。
But at least we will have 30-fold.
那追求好一点的60倍的。
And those who are more pursue more will have 60.
那如果积极追求的，可以到100倍。
And if those who really diligently pursue can have 100-fold.
每个人都不一样。So
every person is different.
个人的追求。
How much you want to
pursue. 但基本上我们要诚实善良的心。
But very basically, we need to have a good and noble heart.
我们要忍耐的意志。
And we need to have this determination to persevere.
至少30倍。
So, and with that, we will receive 30-fold.
那你看我们的信徒如果都能够有善良诚实的心，能够忍耐的意志。
And if all the members have a good and noble heart and are able to be patient and
persevere, 那这个教会的生命力就非常的彰显。
Then you will see that the church is very lively.
这是一个教会开始我们要明白的一件事。
And so as this is something as a church we need to understand.
还好我们不是犹太人啊。
So good thing we are not Jewish.
我们都是非犹太人啊。
We are all Gentiles.
我们都可以明白这个道理。
And we can all understand this.
现在犹太人还不明白咧。
And so even the Jews today do not understand.
他们不知道，他们还在等候这个弥赛亚。
They don't know. They are still waiting for the Messiah.
弥赛亚都已经出来2000多年了，他还在等。
So even though the Messiah has appeared 2,000 years ago, they still do not understand. They're still waiting.
我们今天明白。
But today we understand.
我们要把自己装备成好土地。
We need to equip ourselves to be the good soil.
然后来领受30倍、60倍、100倍。
To receive 30, 60, or 100 fold.
这是天国奥秘的第一件大事。
And so this is the first mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
那后面会发生一些事情。
And so this is the, sorry, this is the first event, and there will be more events after.
如果我们没有好土地啊。
And, but if we do not have a good soil,
后面所发生的事情，你就是就是会被飞鸟吃了啦，不然就是会被考验打倒啦，不然就是会被引诱失去了真道啦。
And so then if you do not have, then it would be like what happens later that you might have your, you might be tempted, you might receive persecution, and you might fall because of the worries.
好，我们今天晚上就跟大家先分享到这里。
And so we share until here today.